News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, first Thursday of the month means first Friday, and many other things going on in downtown Bryan. And Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association joining me in the studio. It's been a while since we've visited.
Yes, it has.
And plenty of things going on with First Friday.
March is always a big First Friday month for us. Typically, January and February are slow, but they were actually pretty good this year. That's one thing all of this warm weather is helping is First Friday. So we do have a great evening plan for tomorrow. Everything from music, belly dancing, magicians, food, dogs, art, any and everything in between from one end of downtown to the other. Before I give you some of the specifics, I want to encourage people, when you come downtown, don't think that all there is to do is just on the sidewalks. Our retail and restaurants are open late that evening. They've got great specials. You will go inside and see things that you didn't know that we had downtown. So I just encourage people, if you're coming, make it a point to go inside and meet some of these store owners. Very often it's the people who do actually own the store.
The other thing I want to bring up at the beginning rather than the end, too, is a reminder about parking.
Yes, the parking garage has $5 flat rate parking for the entire evening. That's the quickest and best way to park downtown. You know, downtown is not even a mile from one end or the other, so it's really not that far to walk. But sometimes people don't like to walk that far. But if you park at the parking garage, it's just a block and a half to the west, and you'll be in downtown.
And this is jumping the gun. We're going to get back to the scheduled events, but okay. We're going to make several references to this morning's visit that Scott had with Joey Dunn, and one of the things they talked about was the behavioral change that's going to be evolving, parking being one example of that.
Right. Well, we all know that we're such a car-centric society, unlike living in New York City or some of the other downtowns like that. We do have plenty of parking downtown. It's just a matter of knowing where it is and being patient and understanding that you may have to walk a block to get to where you want to go, but I guarantee you, it is not as far as you would walk if you went to the outlet mall in Katy. You're going to walk a lot farther when you go there. So I think it's just a matter of perception, like Joey said.
Or like going to an A&M home football game.
Oh, yeah,
or
absolutely.
There's scores of examples
right.
of that sort of thing. Let's move back into the schedule for tomorrow night.
Well, like I mentioned, as always, we've got tons of music acts. You will see a lot of musicians that you didn't know were around. So take the opportunity to listen to those. At the Palace Theater, we have about five Bryan ISD elementary school choirs that will be performing beginning at 6 p.m. So I encourage people to come out for that. And we're really excited that at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, the Night Owls are coming back from Austin. And they will be doing a concert from 8 until 10 tomorrow night, absolutely free. And we had them at our summer concert series in June. It was standing room only. Actually, it was dancing room only because they're a very high-energy band. They do a lot of soul, R&B, covers. We had people in the aisles dancing when they were here before. They're just a really fun band, and you don't get the opportunity to see that quality music for free many times. So,
and again, this is at the Palace?
Yes, at the Palace Theater. So that's the headquarters for later on, and the Stafford, I think, has free music tomorrow night as well. So music is everywhere, so if you're tired of all of the political debates and you need a refresher to feel like there is some good in the world, come to downtown Bryan, because you will feel very at home whether you've been there once or a dozen times. It's going to be a great evening. The weather's going to be perfect.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association, is that it for the first
That's
Friday?
That's it for First Friday.
Boy, you were teasing me about a big crowd expected downtown on Saturday.
We have events going all weekend long in downtown. Some people may not have heard, but Texas A&M is going to be hosting something called Shakespeare's First Folio. That is the collected edition of Shakespeare's first plays, and Texas A&M was the only site chosen in Texas for that. So in conjunction with that, we were contacted by some folks from the Academy of Visual and Performing Arts at A&M. What could we do to supplement and enhance this Shakespeare's First Folio? So I have good news and bad news. The bad news is the event that we came up with is sold out. It's called Shakespeare, and it's a pub crawl. But you will still have the chance to participate because there is a free event later on that evening. But if you happen to see folks going from place to place in downtown Saturday afternoon, we have actors from the New York Shakespeare Exchange who will be dressed in clothing just like you and me. They'll be in the restaurant or the bar, and suddenly a scene from one of Shakespeare's plays will break out. It'll be a comedy or a argument or a fight scene, nothing violent, but it'll be a lot of fun. We've seen some YouTube videos of this, and it's just a lot of fun. I think that's part of the reason why it sold out so quickly. So later that evening at 7 o'clock at the Stafford, the evening will conclude with what's called the Sonnet Project. This is going to feature Shakespeare's sonnets filmed in New York City. But we also have one that one of our local filmmakers did right here in Bryan. Donnie Hall with Studio 82TX, who does a lot of our video work, has actually filmed one of Shakespeare's sonnets to be shown that evening, and that event is free as well. So that's going on Saturday, and if you haven't had enough of downtown on Sunday, even though it's not an official part of Brazos Valley Fashion Week, there is a fashion show featuring downtown fashions at Stage Center at 2 o'clock at the Stage Center at the top of Mr. G's Pizza. $5 pre-sale for those tickets. I think they are almost sold out, but that would be a great way to finish off your weekend in downtown.
Again, visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association, going back to Scott and Joey's conversation on the Infomaniacs this morning, part of the conversation that dealt with the redevelopment five blocks in downtown north that's unfolding this year, but we also don't want to leave out the rest of downtown.
Right. Well, one of the things that we have been advocating the Downtown Bryan Association is to remember that a green space needs to be somehow part of those plans on the north end. And whether that comes from a private developer who incorporates that into their plan or the city or some other entity, we are very interested in seeing that take place because that's we have more and more residential going in downtown and plans for even more. So that's a quality of life thing that we want that green space. But back towards the other end, the south end of downtown, we still have new development going on. Right now, the corner of 26th and Park Bryan Street is, many people remember the old pharmacy building that's there that faces the corner. There's a new wood-fired pizza place that will open up soon. It's called RX Pizza. And I think he's going to be opening sometime in the next several weeks, so he's working hard to get that open. So we're just excited that people are still interested in opening businesses downtown. There was an article in Houstonia magazine not long ago about, they called it Darling Downtown Bryan. I'm not sure we all think of Darling, but nevertheless, it was a great article that was in a travel column and talked about all the different places and mentioned some of the new ones. So we're just thrilled that people around Texas are noticing as well.
Quick update on the Queen.
The Queen is going very well. We have framing almost complete inside. We have a committee that met a couple of weeks ago to talk about next steps. We have about a 3-page list of what still needs to be done. The main thing is we still need to continue raising money to finish that project. We do have the brick pavers still for sale, where you can purchase the brick paver with your name or family's name on it, and it'll be put in the sidewalk. Tomorrow night at First Friday, there will be a booth set up in front of the Queen. You can purchase the paver. You can peek inside. But I also wanted to announce, save the date, because we are going to have a huge gala fundraiser on New Year's Eve, and it will be an annual fundraiser for the Queen. Very preliminary. I can't even tell you where it's going to be yet, but I just want people to know to mark your calendars because that will be the event you do not want to miss on New Year's Eve.
And on social media, how do we keep up with you?
Historic Downtown Bryan on Facebook, Twitter, Downtown Bryan. We've got our website, downtownbryan.com. Facebook is probably where we post all of the information the fastest. So if you are on Facebook, even if you're not, you can still pull up the page and look at it. So that's where we have all the details of everything we're talking about.
Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.